Now, what if you could actually get control of your, at least your electricity grid, power supply, and the fuels that upon which you depend? It's been impossible in the past. You know, the industry was built on monopoly power. But little known fact is those monopolies were built upon municipal authority. And so underneath this industry, underneath Hudson, underneath PG&E and California, is a pile of franchise agreements with municipalities from back in the 1890s and to 1910. And those franchises authorize these companies to provide services to the cities of this country, and it gave them a bottomless credit line. So they could go to the bank and say, I've got a monopoly in San Francisco. Mr. Banker, could you loan me a few million bucks so I can build poles and wires in the power plants? And the regulator here is going to, and after the crash in 1929, replace the cities as the dominant player of the utilities. And these commissions were, in fact, creations of the utilities that were faced with essentially a socialist takeover because of the crash in Congress. So there was a very concerted portion of that movement to condemn and seize the electric utilities, which were blamed for the crash in 1929. The industry came up with this sort of middle road, which was regulate us, create state commissions, and oversee us, and limit our profits, and tell us what to do, and we'll do it. That hasn't worked out very well. Part of what didn't work out well is that, you know, the commissions tend to be ancillary, subject to corruption. Out in California, you know, we've had a lot of trouble with our president of our commission, who's got removed for being corrupt. But the other harm they caused was that it removed public awareness from energy. It deprived us of literacy about energy. So generationally, we've had 3, 4, 5 generations of Americans who've had no relationship to it, other than turn the switch on, turn the switch off. Send your money for the bill, don't get cut off. But no relationship. And the regulations also caused the terms of service to become obtuse, overly complex, full of special terminology. And that's deliberately so. It makes it harder to enter the discussion. And to get involved in state commissions, you have to learn a lot of nomenclature, and you have to be able to talk, utility talk. And it takes you years to figure out what they're doing, because there's so many layers, and there's 500 proceedings, I think, right now at the PSC, going on all at the same time. So you got 500 lawyers handy? Because if you don't, you really can't know what's going on. You might cover 1 or 2 or 3, but you can't cover them all. And so it's just, you know, it's like asymmetrical warfare, you know, for those who are involved in trying to influence energy policy. So CCA, the real change is that it sort of reinvents, or it's a tabula rasa, it reinvents that old utility franchise. It says, let's, you know, reset on your utility authority to provide service in this place. It doesn't remove them as in the manner of a traditional municipalization. It doesn't seize the poles and wires, doesn't seize the power plant. It's based on a statutory authority in most states. Here in New York, the governor a couple weeks ago announced CCA as one of 5 columns in his energy platform. He's going to come out saying he's going to do it. And this has never happened before, and so for me it's very exciting that he both wants to do it and that allegedly has authority to do it. So what's happening in the PSC is really under his direction. But his motive, as I understand it, is very much a response to the hurricane a year and a half ago, whatever it was, the desire to develop local energy resources in the city so that the transmission goes down. You're not hit so hard in terms of blackouts, but also you're not so hit so hard in terms of rate increases, which, you know, resulted from natural gas prices spiking after that storm. And so trying to build some kind of a resilience into the system so you don't get traumatized by storms. And he's recognizing that CCA, by putting power procurement in the hands of municipalities, can deliver that.